Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. Hope you can stay a while. We'll check in with the Patriots coming up. We'll also tell you the top quarterbacks for next year's draft. That'll be coming up a little bit later on as well. Phone calls always welcome. 877-3DP Show. Operator Marvin standing by. You can email, you can tweet, you can do all the above. You can also watch on Peacock. Download the app. Watch for free all 3 hours. We could never charge you for this product. And we say good morning to our great radio affiliates around the country. I think we've added yet another. We're almost at 400 cities around America. Yes, the new Sports 96.1, The Zone in Lexington, Kentucky. And you remember the GM, Lee Reynolds? Yes, Lee is running that empire there. And we love that. We're in another SEC market, and we're on a flamethrower, new FM affiliate there. Yes,
flamethrower.
That's the new Sports 96.1, The Zone in Lexington, Kentucky.
Tune in and rip the knob off.
Welcome to the growing list of the DP Show empire here. All right, we'll have a play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that coming up. And this program brought to you by M-Drive, the supplement for driven guys like me. Supports healthy testosterone levels, energy, and lean muscle. Visit mdrivedan.com for 20% off. Promo code Dan. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. We'll hear from Bill Belichick coming up in a moment. Yesterday was cutdown day in the NFL, and a reminder that despite all the talk we have about football, and boy, do we have a lot of talk, and a lot of analysts, and a lot of insiders, sometimes we don't know what we're talking about. Despite starting him all preseason, the Patriots released Cam Newton and named the rookie Mac Jones as the starter. Normally, Bill Belichick doesn't leave a lot of clues and might be the greatest coach of all time and might be maybe the worst communicator of all the great coaches of all time. I know a lot of people said they saw this coming. Maybe we should have seen it coming. I didn't. I thought Cam Newton was going to be the starter. I couldn't imagine Bill Belichick was going to say to a rookie, here you go, come on in. And this is a situation where they spent a lot of money. They got starters back from last year who sat out due to COVID. And there's a lot on the line here. Getting back into the playoffs. Tom Brady just won a Super Bowl in Tampa. And we have a chance to draft somebody who has similar characteristics to Tom Brady. And, oh, by the way, we host Tom Brady in week four. And people got all upset about this when I said, hey, he's like a mini Tom Brady, mini me. We're not talking about the success. I'm just talking about the style of play. Mac Jones plays the way Tom Brady plays. Not a runner, doesn't use his athleticism. He's a better athlete than Brady is, but his style, and he probably is emulating Tom Brady. Why not? But I didn't say he's going to be as successful as him. It's his style. People are like, how can you say Tom's the greatest? I know all of those things. I'm not bringing out a resume here. By the way, if I did, Mac Jones is better coming into the NFL than Tom Brady is. Tom didn't even start in college. Mac Jones won a national championship here. Like if we're But I'm not comparing the two. I'm comparing the styles, not how successful one is going to be.
They're
going to
pull that last line by you.
I know.
Patrick says Mac better.
This feels a little closer to when the Seahawks named their rookie third-round pick Russell Wilson Jr. the third. They had spent all this money to get Matt Flynn from the Packers in the offseason. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, Russell's going to start. We were surprised by that move, but Russ has turned out to be a future Hall of Famer. Patriots are hoping the same thing happens with Jones. He looked good in preseason. And now, I always look at preseason and go, is he seeing complicated defenses? Probably not. Opposing coaches are going to test him. Life will be tough, is always tough on rookie quarterbacks. He's the main man in New England, and we'll see how he handles that kind of burden. But he's already played for Nick Saban at Alabama, and now Nick's good friend Bill Belichick in New England. Bill Belichick, press conference about a half hour ago. He was asked about Mac Jones starting and, well, Cam's vaccination issue.
Good morning, Bill. Wondering how much did having those 3 days to himself for Mac Jones help him beat out Cam for that position?
Yeah, I don't know.
And just a quick follow-up, did Cam's vaccination status have anything to do with him being released?
No. All righty. He's in mid-season form. How does the coach who made the decision not know?
That's a perfectly fair question to ask.
It is. Play it again, just the first part.
Good morning, Bill. Wondering how much did having those 3 days to himself for Mac Jones help him beat out Cam for that position?
Yeah, I don't know. Now, that's a perfect question to ask, a fair question to ask. And this isn't about the vaccine. It's about practice here. Bill Belichick was also asked about keeping Cam on the roster.
I was wondering, when it came to Cam, was there a desire to have him to stay with the team in a backup role, or was that never presented as an option?
Yeah, I'm not going to go through all the different things that with any player on that. So we'll just leave it the way it is and go from there.
Was that a difficult decision to make, Bill?
Well, I don't rank them. We make decisions and then we execute them and go on and take it from there. So
okay, that clears it up. Yeah, Paulie.
You know how you don't like close-ended questions where the answers are yes or no? Maybe with Bill Belichick, you should only ask close-ended questions. Did you consider yes or no keeping Cam on the roster as a backup? Yes or no? Because then he could say a one-word answer instead of going, we don't really want to get into the status of all
the players. Doesn't play by your rules. He plays by his own because he would say, I don't want to give you a one-word answer, so I really don't know.
They should just start asking the most nonsensical questions ever. Don't even ask anything about the team or anything. Like, hey, Bill, McDonald's or Burger King? Like, just throw out any stupid thing just so you can actually really waste his time as much as possible.
Bill, good morning. Do you like limericks?
Yeah. your favorite form of prose, Bill? Can you?
In fact, Bill, Fritzy has a limerick for you about Mac Jones in and Cam Newton out. Fritzy, would you give Bill Belichick the limerick?
Thanks for your time, Bill. Yesterday, we were thrown for a loop. Cam goes from starter to out of the group. Max seems ready and calm. Just don't compare him to Tom. Now somebody get poor Newton some soup.
Okay. All right. I like that. I really like a good limerick, and I appreciate that. I don't know if I agree with all of that, but I do like a good limerick. Yes, Todd.
Why couldn't Bill Belichick just say, even if it's just throwing Cam Newton a little bone who may hear about this, just like, it's always a tough decision. The guy was a league MVP. You don't want to cut guys. Instead of just saying, oh, I don't rank him, we move on. Like, really?
Todd,
that's all you can
Todd,
do?
How do you think you would do if you had to ask Belichick questions in front of everybody?
I'm sure it's very intimidating. But I'm not talking about the question. The question was fine. I think Bill Belichick's answer could have been a little something more nice about, like, yeah, it's of course it's tough
he
to get rid of
He doesn't care. He doesn't care about your feelings.
Isn't that a little cold towards Cam Newton? I don't rank him. Whatever. He's not on the team now. He might as well, whatever he says. It's just ridiculous.
He has a chronic middle finger to the media every time he meets with him. He just doesn't like this whole process of getting together and, you know, trying to answer your questions. Like, I don't want to. That's just how I don't want to answer these questions. But I have to, so I'm sort of going to answer these questions. He doesn't care. Now, you can imagine the offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, has to be very excited about Mac Jones being the starting quarterback with the Patriots. Well, he had this to say. He comes in well-prepared every day to do the things we ask our guys to do. He's generally taking care of the football and giving the other guys the opportunity to do their job and make positive plays.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Woo.
Let's go.
We got our leader here.
I'm going to run through a wall.
Oh, come on. Yes, we can.
Yeah, they should put up a big poster. Watch Mac Jones generally take care of the football.
Da-da-da-da.
Mac, your reaction to getting the job?
Well, I was just very happy to do what I can for the team and then hopefully make some positive plays and make the team better.
Whoa. What a wild 24 hours. Because yesterday at this time, we're talking to the Patriots insider, Tom Curran, and I know that he said that he thought Mac Jones should start, but I think we were all under the impression that Cam Newton was still going to start this season. Question is, does Cam Newton get a job someplace else? And right now, everybody's doing their due diligence. Like, it was headlines, the Cowboys doing their due diligence. Okay, they should. Their backup situation is not that promising right now. You don't have Andy Dalton there. You got Cooper Rush. Some of these other teams, Washington, Ron Rivera's former coach said, yeah, it came up on our radar, but Ryan Fitzpatrick is our starter. And they have a really good backup in Taylor Heineke. They don't need Cam Newton. Yeah, McLevin.
I mean, it's out there a lot. Like, are people afraid to bring in an unvaccinated backup? You know, I think everybody's speculating that with Ron Rivera.
It doesn't help his situation that he's not elite anymore, and you have to bring that, you know, the elephant into the room that he's not vaccinated. By the way, Urban Meyer is being looked into by the NFL Players Association because he said the quiet thing out loud. He talked about that there were some players that not being vaccinated factored in. Everyone was considered, Urban Meyer told reporters, that was part of the production and also that he was, whether he was vaccinated or not. To say that that was a decision maker, it certainly was under consideration. Okay, Urban is saying, yes, this is a small factor, which it is and it should be if you're a head coach. But Urban is used to saying whatever he wants to say. He doesn't have to answer to a union. When he's at Florida, when he's at Ohio State, he's not dealing with anybody, I guess the Big Ten commissioner, but he's still the boss. He didn't have to deal with anybody, but he did say what everybody else knows. You're supposed to not say this and play the PR game, but Urban didn't because that's not how he's programmed. That's not how he's done it. He's learning on the job in the NFL. Well, the NFL says, you know, from what I'm told, the NFL now has to prove that Urban Meyer did this to these players that he cut. Because the NFL Players Association has to back the players. Was a player, were players cut because they weren't vaccinated? The hard part is going to be, how do you prove that Urban Meyer did this? Even though he did say this, was that the final straw with some of these players getting cut? Interesting 24 hours here. Interesting. We'll check in with the Patriots coming up. And I think it came down to this. Well, I know it came down to this because I have a source telling me that Cam was not going to stay as a backup quarterback. He was not. That was it. So I'm not starting. And you know what? Release me. Release me. That was important that it was phrased that he got released. And really that, you know, he wanted to be able to kind of get out in front of it a little bit from what I'm told. That I'm not going to start, then I'm okay with that. I'm going to go try to play someplace else. I don't know where he's going to land. And I wonder if he is going to find a place anytime soon. Because this might be where a month from now, somebody decides we can bring in Cam as a starter because our starting quarterback is out. And he would be an upgrade over our backup. But I do think not being vaccinated is an issue for Cam Newton. At that age, with those surgeries, he's not an elite quarterback. You're not going to bring that into your team. You're just not. That's the cold, hard truth about all of this. Mac Jones won the job. And I was asking my source yesterday, I said, and once again, I don't have anybody inside the Patriots organization. And I don't know if anybody does. So I don't want to, you know, lead you down this road that somebody in the Patriots organization told me this. This is somebody on the outside, and I don't even want to hint at what they do or mean to the Patriots, any of that. But the source said, hey, Mac Jones won the job. Plain and simple, won the job. It wasn't Cam wasn't vaccinated or he missed those five games. They couldn't deny what they were seeing. Mac Jones won the job. And, you know, you go back to, they're not afraid of making these decisions. Belichick will make a tough decision. Drew Bledsoe was getting paid $100 million by the organization. They couldn't deny that Tom Brady was not the future. I mean, they knew that he was. Bledsoe came back, helped him go to the Super Bowl, performed well, won the AFC title game. But Brady won the job. He kept the job. They couldn't deny what they saw. And Brady was going to be their quarterback. Now, it's, you know, a little different with Cam Newton because he was only going to be there for one more year at the most. But Mac Jones won the job. And my source said, look, to pin this on the vaccination and not being vaccinated is not fair to Mac Jones and what he was able to accomplish. Mac Jones won the job, plain and simple. And Cam not being vaccinated, while it played a little bit of a role, the role that it played is Mac Jones got to be the starting quarterback for about 3 or 4 days with the first team offense. And I think that crystallized into, what are we doing here? Like, he's right there in front of us. It certainly didn't hurt his situation. It certainly didn't help Cam Newton. All right, we'll come up with a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, and we'll check in with the Patriots coming up. Some other interesting stories. The PGA Tour, I think, just made it worse for Bryson DeChambeau because now you get thrown out if you call him Brooksy in regards to Brooks Koepka. You imagine... People are going to go, I'm not going to say Brooksy. It was a small problem before. I think it's going to be a bigger problem now. Take a break. 17 after the hour, this is the Dan Patrick Show. Oh, Full Sail University. I was just down there a couple of weeks ago seeing the students who were there in person. We have a couple of hundred students who were online who were taking classes. But this is the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting at Full Sail University. And we have 100 graduates. We have over 400 active students here. Your degree is in sportscasting. And it's not you just come out and you got your degree and then we say, see you later. That's when the process really starts. We're basically saying this is your job. Your first job is to get a degree in sportscasting. Then it's up to us to help you get that job when you graduate. But we have students that are all over the country who have gotten jobs. On-air reporters, We got Chris Burns, Carly Ford. They're already on-air reporters. Taylor Schaub, he's the sports director at a station in California. Sam Guzman, a producer at a station in Texas. Just had somebody hired by Bill Simmons at the Ringer. Full Sail, the campus is in Orlando. You can also earn your degree online. For learning more about this, Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game,
bro.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Used to be you thought about Alabama long, long time ago when I was growing up, and you had great quarterbacks who turned out to be great in the NFL. Joe Namath, Bart Starr, Kenny Stabler. now you look at Alabama, and you're going to have three former Alabama quarterbacks starting week one. Jets and Dolphins, they face off in week one. Or that Patriots and the Dolphins, that's Tua versus Mac Jones. And then Jalen Hurts, he just got the starting job in Philadelphia. Three Alabama quarterbacks, and those quarterbacks were in that same quarterback room. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Boston Globe senior NFL writer covering the Patriots, host of the Ben Volen Football Hour, Saturdays from noon to 1 on WEEI, and the great reporter covering the New England Patriots, joins us on the program. How surprised were you with the news yesterday morning, Ben?
I'd love to pretend that I saw this all coming, but I can't. I was very surprised like everyone else for several reasons. This is a very veteran team that Bill Belichick has built here. Veteran offensive line, playmakers, the defense, and they're entrusting it all now to a rookie quarterback. I thought they were going to start the season with Cam Newton, go with the veteran. I thought that'd be the safer play. Let Cam kind of sink or swim on his own, and then if he does sink, you can turn the team over to Mac Jones. But I think this is just a testament to how good Mac Jones has looked throughout the preseason. I think this is really about him impressing Bill Belichick and the coaches and showing that he's ready for this. Not necessarily that he beat out Cam Newton, because I don't think that Cam had that bad of a preseason by any stretch. But I think that Mac was the future. He's the guy they invested in. And he, I think, blew them away with his improvement throughout the 5 weeks, the way he was able to build on one day from the next. His performance last week in three practices where he was the only quarterback running with the ones when Cam Newton was out. I think Mac Jones took that opportunity and absolutely ran with it. And then when you're going to, you know, make the decision to turn the team over to your rookie quarterback and Mac, I just think it wasn't tenable to have Cam Newton around as the backup. He's a big personality. When you watch practice, Cam is the ringleader. He's the guy dancing during warmups and getting guys hyped, and guys definitely gravitate around Cam Newton. And this is Mac Jones's team now, and Cam's never had to take a back seat to anyone before. It's been since 2008 when he was at Florida that he's been a backup. So to me, I think Belichick made the right move. Just get that element out of the locker room, give Mac Jones the space that he needs to grow into the leader. And clearly the team thinks very highly of him.
Do you think Cam asked for to be released?
I think it's probably mutual. I don't think Cam wanted to be the backup here. He obviously, the writing's on the wall. He's not going to get the job back from Mac Jones unless there's an injury. And I don't think the Patriots, like I said, I don't think they wanted that dynamic in their locker room where there's two quarterbacks trying to be the leader. And I don't know if Cam can turn the switch off. He's such an alpha dominant personality. He's always used to being the guy. And I just don't think that's a good way to support your young quarterback. Nothing against Cam. I don't think it's anything personal. It's just who he is as a person, as a player. And I think it's going to affect his ability, assuming he wants a backup job. We don't even know he really wants to. You know, not every quarterback who's made $100 million wants to grind it out as a backup for league minimum. So if he does want a backup job, I think just his big personality is going to work against him with other teams the way it did with the Patriots.
Do you think that there is a seminal moment where Mac won this job that you look back and you go, that's probably when he said or showed to Belichick and Josh McDaniels, I'm your quarterback?
I mean, I honestly think it has to be the 3 days that Cam Newton missed due to the, quote, misunderstanding of the COVID protocols, whatever it was. You know, Cam not being vaccinated, he had to sit out for 3 days. And of all places to do it, here in New England, where we all remember a guy named Drew Bledsoe got hurt. A kid named Tom Brady came in, and we never heard of Drew Bledsoe again. So Mac got his opportunity, and I think he really ran with it. 3 days in a row, 100-degree practices. He's out there grinding it out, doing a great job leading the team. And I just remember multiple times in practice, you know, he's leading a series on a two-minute drill or what have you, and he completes it with a touchdown. He comes off, and he gives a high five to Josh McDaniels. Bill Belichick's waiting for him with a high five. He's jumping and, you know, hip bouncing against his teammates. Like, you could just see the confidence that he had and that everyone had in him just growing all around. And so I think absolutely that week, just last week, where he had 3 days all to himself, I think that's when he showed the coaching staff that he's ready for this.
You've been covering this team, I think, for close to a decade. Where would you rank this move of all the moves that the Patriots have made?
It's a big one. I guess I'm trying to think, you know, letting Tom Brady go, that was a pretty significant one as well. And one that they're, you know, I hope this Mac Jones, for their sake, I hope it works out, but there's still probably some doubts over whether they should have let Tom Brady go. You know, I guess you go back to the Lawyer Malloy move where they cut him on the eve of the season all the way back in 2003. This maybe doesn't rate quite as high because Cam isn't as entrenched with the Patriots as Lawyer Malloy was. But this was definitely a big surprise. Maybe Logan Mankins getting traded right on the eve of the regular season in 2014. That was a big shock to the system. Tom Brady was not pleased over that move as well. But this is big. I mean, I don't think any of us really expected Bill Belichick to go with the rookie quarterback for week one. Belichick has coached 377 games with the Patriots, including postseason. Exactly two of them have been started by a rookie quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, for two games in 2016. So this is never – Belichick's never done this before. Obviously, he had Tom Brady for so long. But, you know, I think this, again, is just a sign that Mac Jones was really impressive during training camp.
And I mentioned this yesterday, and of course, people jump all over me when I say it, that, you know, Mac Jones is, you know, he's Tom Brady, but his style is Tom Brady, not, you know, his resume and his destiny and all of those things. It felt like that, you know, Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick were going to see Tom Brady 2.0. Like, here's the next reincarnation of him, somebody who's base their career on trying to be Tom Brady. Like, is it blasphemous to say that Mac Jones wants to be or plays like Tom Brady?
Well, yes, because Mac Jones is still a rookie.
I know, but does he have the style, though, Ben?
Oh, no question.
Okay.
No question. Right. This is all about going back to the Tom Brady style of offense. Mac Jones is not going to be rushing for many first downs this year. They're not going to be calling read option plays. But Mac Jones can operate from the pocket, and he can deal the ball from the pocket. And that's what the NFL is still all about. You know, athleticism is important for quarterbacks, but an immobile 43-year-old quarterback with a bum knee just won a Super Bowl because he can operate from the pocket. And so absolutely, this is a return to the old style. You know, watching the Patriots last year was frustrating because Cam just wasn't delivering from the pocket. 8 touchdown passes all season. The passing offense was a real grind. His accuracy was scattershot all over the place. Now with Mac Jones, you've got a downfield passing attack. I think the play action passing game is going to be a big part of their offense. Tight ends down the middle, Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry. And yes, absolutely. It is a very similar style to what they ran with Tom Brady, especially from a decade ago when they had Gronk and Aaron Hernandez as their two tight ends. So I definitely think they're more comfortable with Mac Jones and his style of quarterback. And in today's NFL, you got to be able to deal from the pocket. And I think Mac Jones is far superior at that than Cam Newton was.
I don't know how inspirational this would sound to you if you're Mac Jones, but Josh McDaniels said about Mac Jones, he comes in well prepared every day to do the things we ask our guys to do. He's generally taking care of the football and giving the other guys the opportunity to do their job and make positive plays. Wow. That's not exactly a ringing endorsement there of your new starting quarterback. What do you make of Josh McDaniels' assessment?
Yeah, I don't know if we'll be splashing that quote across the top of the Boston Globe tomorrow. You know, that said, I really see the Patriots coaches straining themselves to not gush about Mac Jones. I think it's clear they love him, and they're just trying not to hype the kid.
Okay.
And that's why Belichick named Newton the starter the night they drafted Cam Newton. They're just Mac Jones. They're just trying to keep a level head about this thing and not get too ahead of themselves. But to me, what caught my attention in the last couple of weeks with Mac Jones is not necessarily his play on the field, but the fact that Belichick in an interview was raving about Mac Jones's work ethic. And then you hear from respected veterans, Matthew Slater, Dante Hightower, Brian Hoyer, raving about Mac Jones and his work ethic and how he's impressed the veterans. And Hightower saying, you know, I saw Mac Jones was studying our defensive playbook, and I've never really seen that before. And that, you know, he just wanted to know what was going on in that side of the ball. So the fact that all these respected veterans and even Bill Belichick himself have been very impressed, they can't help themselves at times with Mac Jones and how just mature and he's been so far and his work ethic. So, McDaniel's quote there, I just think he's really going out of his way not to, you know, build the hype with Mac Jones. But I think it's clear that they really love this kid.
How big is that ticket now in New England week 4 when the Patriots host Tampa Bay?
it might cost $11 billion to get in the stadium that night. I don't know. I mean, it was already going to be a huge ticket just from Brady coming back. But yeah, Mac Jones, you know, it's like Belichick's coming back to the fight. Like, oh, you think you're good, Brady? Like, well, I got my own Brady now. I got Brady 2.0 here. So it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see how Belichick defends Brady. You know, what kind of kitchen sink he's throwing at him. Do they attack him with the blitz up the middle? Do they play it safe? To me, you know, the Bucs are a team that or Tom Brady not always clicking on all cylinders early in the season. So I know they're bringing back everyone from their Super Bowl team, but will they be operating efficiently in that week four game when they're coming to New England? That is going to be just an all-time slugfest in the regular season. Like, I wish we could just fast forward and get to week four already.
I'll leave you with this. What is your philosophy in asking Bill Belichick a question in front of your peers?
Just dive in. Just go for it. Belichick, there's a misnomer that he hates the media. I think he absolutely enjoys his press conferences and he respects the media. And I think he respects the media that doesn't kowtow to him, that is actually going to ask him a tough question and isn't afraid to go toe to toe. So I think you always want to remain respectful and you don't want to like kind of ask him trolling leading questions, but there's no harm in asking a tough question about Cam Newton's vaccination status or, you know, any, you know, what happened with Aaron Hernandez. These are real questions and you got to ask them. And I think Belichick respects the reporters who are willing to do that.
Seton, do you have that question that was asked this morning where Bill just gave a one word answer? I don't know if it's the first one that
is that on Cam as a backup or Mac starting and Cam vaccination.
What was the try that one and let me
Morning,
get
Bill wondering how much did having those 3 days to himself for Mac Jones help him beat out Cam for that position?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, now that's Ben. That's a fair question. He's the only one who knows, and he doesn't know.
That's my favorite stock answer. Someone will ask him, you gave Matthew Judon $32 million guaranteed. How do you envision him fitting in the defense? Yeah, I don't know. You know, like he hasn't thought about this. That he doesn't have a very specific plan for Matthew Judon. So,
could you imagine how he would react, Ben, if he didn't like and respected the media, as you're telling me?
When he gives those gruff short answers, that means – you've hit the nail on the head. That's the question. Does not want answered. And so he's just trying to get through it as quickly as possible.
Good to talk to you, Ben. Keep up the great work. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Dan. Thanks.
That's
a lot.
Ben Bolin, the Boston Globe senior NFL writer covering the Patriots. Yeah, I don't know how I would do in a situation like that. Now, I've been in situations with Bob Knight and Bill Parcells, and those are two of the toughest guys I've ever been in the room with. I thought that Bob Knight didn't like the media. Bill Parcells loved to toy with the media. I just think Belichick comes off as annoyed. Greg Popovich comes off annoyed. Like, I got to answer this question. And a lot of it has to do with, you don't know what I know, but you're going to ask me questions. And my thought was always, I don't know, but I do want to know. And that's why I do ask you these questions. But Parcells would shut you down. Bob Knight, you know, Bob Knight would go into an interview already having an attitude. I did an interview with him on the future of the NIT. Indiana was playing in the NIT. And I remember asking about the NIT. And I was telling him that I had great memories of the NIT. Well, in his mind, he already had his answer made up. And he goes, what the bleep do you know about the NIT? And before I could say something to him, he got up. He got out of his chair. And I went, believe it or not, I was doing a story, a positive story on the future of the NIT. And let's not forget about it, that March Madness is dominating this. This is still a worthwhile tournament. So my story was about a positive on the NIT. And Bob Knight, he was not listening to my question. He wanted me to know that I had no idea what I was talking about. But, you know, you got to hang in there. And I do believe that there are coaches who respect you for hanging in there. I mean, I had my moment with Pat Riley when the Knicks were in the finals against San Antonio. And he shut me down twice. But, hey, Got to keep coming back. Don Shula did that to me. Shut me down. Got to come back. Yeah, Paul.
I always thought that the reason Coach Saban from Alabama comes on this show every year, at least once or twice a year, is because he kind of enjoys it because we talk about music or something different. And then you get to the football and you don't like second guess his football decisions. You just ask about them without second guessing them.
Well, I think that I've garnered some kind of respect from Coach Saban over the years that he has said, hey, I enjoy coming on. You ask interesting questions. Not everybody appreciates the questions I ask. He doesn't have to come on. I've never had Bill Belichick on. I'll never have Bill Belichick on. We came close, but that's because, all right, how do I outsmart him? Army, Navy, he loves that rivalry. He loves the Naval Academy. And I said, we're only talking Army, Navy football. That's it. And the answer wasn't no. And we didn't get him, but it's okay.
We count that as a get for him waiting a week to say no.
Because I can sit here and go, oh, boo-hoo, you don't, you know, you get shut down by some of these Hall of Fame coaches. Fritzy is the one who gets shut down every single day when he's trying to get somebody on. And, you know, that takes, I mean, you got to have something inside you that's like, okay, I can take no. I don't like taking no. And I'm going to try again at some point. And, you know, I have great respect for that. Fritzy, call for Belichick.
On the case.
Okay, thank you, Todd. All right, we'll take a break. Our play of the day is up next. Stat of the day, we'll settle on our poll question as well. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to
be my
game.
That's my game.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Oh my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Lonzo, the tying run at third. Baez, the winning run at first. Two out. And Conforto slashes one the other way. Base hit! That ties the game! Alonzo in! Baez digging for third. It's kicked by Alfaro. Here comes Baez! Trying to score! He scores! And the Mets win it! Turn those thumbs around! Javi Baez races home with a winning run! And the Mets win it 6-5!
Oh, game-winning run ended the longest suspended game in baseball history. The game started on April 11th and was delayed by rain after just 9 pitches. The delay lasted 4 months, 19 days, 23 hours, and 55 minutes. Baez was a Cub when this game first started, courtesy of SNY. That is your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Upgrade to a Dollar Shave Club. Six-blade razor. Get an extra close shave thanks to their 6 precision-cut stainless steel blades. Find your perfect shave wherever you shop, in-store, online, at DollarShaveClub.com. That's DollarShaveClub.com. The sports crowd yesterday afternoon was booing Javi Baez the entire time. And then he scores the game-winning run, but he lost his earring during the slide. And then they had to go out, and that happened before. Was it Ricky Henderson, Manny Ramirez? Somebody lost an earring, and it was like $100,000 earring that they lost during the game. Yes,
I'm surprised that doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah, or in football as well. A lot of times they'll put tape over the earlobe. Yeah, McLovin.
I got Manny Ramirez in Syracuse lost, had a very costly slide to third base. And I'll bet you if we Google it, Ricky Henderson too, probably.
Javi Baez had this to say to the crowd after the game.
I didn't mean to offend anybody. This is something that I've done in the past. I didn't say defense are bad. Like, I love defense, but, like, I just felt like we were alone. Like defense obviously wants to win, and like, they play our salary, like everybody says, but, like, we want to win, too. Like, and the frustration got to us, and, you know, I didn't mean to offend anybody, and if I offend anybody, you know, we apologize, and I won't lose anything with that, you know? And, like, we just try to move forward and leave this in the back.
All righty. That clears that up. I don't think Javi Baez is going to be on the roster next year, but, hey, play well. That's where I'd start. You know, do I like the fact that the crowd is booing the hometown team? Not necessarily. I don't think it helps the team. If you can show me that there's analytics that say, when you boo the hometown team, this is what happens. Are there analytics on this, McLovin? There's analytics on everything in baseball.
Well, I got to tell you, the Phillies have won 1 World Series in the last 45 years. So there's your case study. They boo everybody. They booed Mike Schmidt.
The Mets haven't won anything in 35 years. So, by the way, Nick Foles is still on the Chicago Bears roster. And He's the highest paid quarterback on the roster. The Bears will listen to Nick Foles, but they're not going to send him someplace he doesn't want to go. That's according to Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback. Bears fans can't understand how Nick Foles could have any say in his potential new team. He doesn't have a no trade clause. I don't know what the Bears are doing. How about you trade him for cap reasons? Maybe you think you're going to get a bigger haul here that he could end up with the Jets or the Cowboys, but are you waiting on an injury? But the fact that you're going, Nick, what do you think about that? No, you don't want that. All right, we'll come back. Talk to you later. Yeah, McLovin.
Maybe they saw the way the offensive line played in the preseason. They're like, you know, three quarterbacks. Remember when Fields got his helmet knocked off?
Yeah.
There was no blocking at all on that play.
What's the poll question we're going with today?
Well, I want to throw out now, who would you rather have as a backup in Dallas, Nick Foles or Cam Newton?
Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I want Nick Foles.
The real question is, do you think bringing in Cam Newton has a negative effect on the starter?
Yes. I can't have a celebrity as a backup quarterback. We talked about this with Tim Tebow. Like, if Cam goes to Dallas, and that he's going to be, he'll be a big, big celebrity, a big, big story. I just don't know how you'd help the situation. Now, you can say Dak Prescott's firmly entrenched there, but I don't want my backup quarterback to be as popular, if not more popular, than my starter. Like Tim Tebow, you're going to have him as a backup quarterback, but that to me was going to be a distraction. He's either the starter or he's not. And there's certain quarterbacks that fall into that profile, and Cam Newton does. Can I have him on? Like, what team can you actually put him on where he's fine with being a backup quarterback? And I don't know if there is one. Now, you might say, well, Dallas makes the most sense because he knows Dak Prescott's going to be the future. I don't know. I don't know what, you know, I've never spoken to Cam Newton, I don't believe. Maybe once when he was in college. Did we have him on?
I think it was the Arizona Super Bowl. We had him in studio.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, he got a ton of charisma, but man, he's a competitor. He wants to play. I can't imagine he's going to go in and go, yeah, I'm all right. I'm going to sit behind whoever. Yeah, McLovin.
And I remember from that Super Bowl, he's so big and striking that you can't miss him. Even in the New England practices, he's so tall and like cool.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to get picked up anytime soon. I know everybody's doing their due diligence, well, they should, but I don't think you're going to bring somebody in who is limited in today's passing game. Also, he's had surgeries, and he's not vaccinated. Other than that, and he's a big celebrity. He's a big personality. Can't see that happening. James in California. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Second time, long time, 61220. Yeah, so two things. I had actually met you and the Danettes back in 2017 at Spanish Bay at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. You guys were nothing but class act, took time to take photos with me. So just a big fan. Want to say how just amazing you guys are. So thank you for that.
All right. Thank you, James.
And secondly, as we're talking about the Cam Newton, you know, everyone's saying, hey, maybe Dallas, Washington, Houston. You just mentioned a couple moments ago with COVID. I mean, Kirk Cousins, he's saying, you know, he's not going to get vaccinated. Did you bring him there? If he gets hit in a protocol, like, I know you're talking about where he's going to land, but maybe you bring him there. And if he gets hit with a protocol, like.
No, they got Kellen Mond, who they really like. You know, they spent a high draft pick on him, the Texas A&M quarterback. You bring Cam into the room, man. He's in the room. Can't help but notice him. All right, we'll take a break. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. We're going to tell you the quarterbacks who are going to be drafted in the first round next year. That'll be coming up in a little bit. Back after this. One more item in hour one. There's a new app that can save you time and make it a whole lot easier to manage your investments. The Stifel Wealth Tracker app. When it comes to managing your investments, knowing where you stand is half the battle. You want to know what you have. And if you're thinking about retiring, you got to know if you have enough to retire. Stifel Wealth Tracker lets you build your personal balance sheet, track your net worth over time. You can securely link all of your financial accounts using bank-level encryption and monitor how all your investments are doing and do so in one place. Stifel Wealth Tracker gives you direct access to Stifel's award-winning equity research, investment strategy views, and more. Stifel has helped clients manage their investments over 130 years. When you need professional guidance, you can use Stifel's Wealth Tracker to connect to a Stifel financial advisor and get the help you need. The Stifel Wealth Tracker, absolutely free. Download it at the App Store, Google Play, or at stifel.com/tracker. That's stifel.com/tracker.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.